If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm gonna get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest, though. And when I say modest, think caps. Straight up, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my boxing writing. So, supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about the game. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So, if you'd like to text us here at the top of each hour, I open up the text line. The number, 415-275-1613. You want to text us here in the studio? 415-275-1613. Of course, we were hours away from Canelo Alvarez, the once-beaten Mexican superstar. Of course, the super middleweight champion of the world, stepping up from 168 pounds to 175, taking on the physically bigger Dimitri Bivol. Remember, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and this is combat sports at its finest, without a doubt. Of course, Bivol, undefeated, 175-pounder, solid amateur background, has good skills. Bottom line is, can he be broken down? That's what the odds makers think, because Canelo's a 5-1 favorite. So straight up, we'll talk about that fight in depth. We'll hear from the godfather, Larry Murch, of course, the retired HBO godfather. We'll spend a couple minutes here talking about Canelo Alvarez. And we'll bring in boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, joining us on the phone from Brooklyn, New York, or the Bronx. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Want to talk about the ladies last week. Man, they put on one hell of a show, didn't they? Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. Man, what a day in boxing history. Forget women's boxing history. What a day in boxing history. Straight up, we've got that much more to talk about, including the UFC and missing weight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
I want to tell you something. When Henry Armstrong and Sugar Ray Robinson, back in their days, they didn't fight the top guy every time. And that was a time when money was scarce. And they had to fight a lot to live a lot. I am very excited about Canelo's plan to fight three or four times next year. If that's every 3 months, that's a big deal. Maybe it will inspire other top fighters to fight more. But if I know that Canelo is fighting every 3 or 4 months and I have something to look forward to, I think that's a really good thing for boxing. You know, there are guys out there he should fight, like Charlo, and like maybe they're demanding too much money. Maybe the promoters want stuff that they're not going to get. I don't know. But I'm glad that Canelo is going to be out there and wants to be great. And maybe he's answering the cries of his people to fight more, but I think it would be a great thing for the comeback of boxing after the pandemic that he has fought 3 or 4 times in a year.
The wisdom of the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, of course, a Hall of Famer, might be listening to the show today. Good morning, Godfather. Say hello to the Godmama, of course, Patricia Stitch Merchant. That is his wife. On the line from the Bronx, of course, is the man, Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. Of course, tonight we have Canelo Alvarez, 57-1-2, two draws, one loss. Of course, he won loss when he was green as guacamole to Floyd Mayweather in a 12-round decision, 39 KOs. Of course, Mr. Dimitri Bivol, 19-0, 11 KOs. But the 19 people he's fought are a bit suspect in my mind. So we'll get to that, of course, with boxing's PhD. Mr. P and Mr. Socrates Palmer, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. A lot of rain here in New York, but, you know. What can you do?
Man, rain and sirens. Huh? That's New York.
Yeah, it sums it up. Yeah, it's been that type of year.
Okay. You know, am I wrong to knock the opposition of Dimitri Bivol thus far? Let's go through it. Umar Salamov, I never heard of him. Craig Richards, Lennon Castillo. Joe Smith Jr., your buddy, your neighbor back there. Gene Pascal. Sullivan Pereira, he went with 12 rounds with him. But outside of that, I mean, you're not seeing any guys that are of Canelo's stature here, not even close.
No, but those are three pretty solid fighters you mentioned. Isaac Chalemba, I think he has on his resume as well. Those are solid fighters, you know, legit light heavyweight, but certainly not in the class of Canelo Alvarez. That this is a big step up for people, not just skill wise, but to be on this type of stage.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. But then again, size matters in two things, of course. That's why I always keep saying pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. But in this instance, he's a 5-1 favorite, Canelo Alvarez. Holy cow. I mean, a 5-1 means you have two chances, slim and none, and maybe Slim just left town.
That is very remarkable. When you think about a guy who first won his first world title at 154 pounds and who has, you know, the audacity to go up to 175 pounds looks ripped. I mean, he looks like a comic book character, and he's the favorite by that much against an established world champion who's made a couple of defenses and someone, by the way, who had a great amateur background.
Yeah.
You know, Dimitri Bivol, if you didn't know the records or know the names and you just watched the two work out, Dimitri Bivol is a beautiful boxer. He throws straight shots. He's not a big puncher, which is probably why Team Alvarez sees Bivol as an easy mark. You know, but it's a dangerous fight.
Okay. How dangerous? I mean, 5-1 doesn't sound dangerous to me. I mean, are the odds makers just looking the other way because that's where the money's going?
Yeah, that's in part. I mean, right, odds are based on
money.
How people think, you know, you're projecting how people are going to place their money. And, of course, Canelo is the name brand. You're going to get a couple of people that are, you know, the smart marks of boxing that way. Say, you know what? This may be a little bit too much for Canelo to chew. And Dimitri Bivol could be seen as a live underdog at 5-1. I mean, you know, a couple of dollars is probably worth it. Bivol is a legitimate 6 feet tall, and he could box. If you compare him to the most recent fighters, Caleb Plant, a good boxer, a little quicker, but not as big as Bivol. And punching-wise, probably about the same. Billy Joe Saunders, there was no fear of Billy Joe Saunders at all. And Kovalev, you know, is probably way past his prime. So out of these most recent opponents for Canelo, this may be the most dangerous one. And the guy that has been active. He last fought in December,
okay.
So it's not like it's a year layoff like some other fighters. So I think Bivol is a live dog.
Okay. I'm looking at his last opponent. I'm talking about Caleb Plant, of course, the young man that came in at 21-0, thought to be a formidable challenge for Canelo Alvarez. Canelo separated his tricep from his bone from shots to the arm. That's pretty. That's ripping pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that type of injury. I mean, that's serious damage.
That's usually a steroid injury. When muscles separate from the bone, that's usually a steroid injury. But this was this was brought on by pounding.
Yes. Whenever I hear a guy that rips biceps and triceps or, like, groin injuries, those tend to be PED issues. But this is very freakish. Canelo, before that, he busted up Billy Joe Saunders' eye socket.
Yeah.
You know, he left Kovalev a different type of drunk than he's used to being.
Ooh. Ooh. Are you implying that the Russian-born young man might have alcohol issues or had in the past alcohol issues? Or are you just stereotyping those guys for drinking vodka?
No. That is a rumor. You know, and it probably has helped to, you know, Kovalev's demise as of late. Yeah, I mean, Canelo is, he's got a game plan, and he's going to stick to it no matter what. And his game plan is eventually my power, my pressure, you're going to crumble to it. Either you're going to go out in your shield, I'm going to knock you out, or you're going to be too afraid to engage and survive, kind of like what Miguel Cotto did. You know, so it's one or the other. It's like either take the easy way or the hard way. Either way, you know, Canelo, I've never seen a fighter fight with more confidence than Canelo ever. You know, just he.
I would have to say this, that we'll get to this after the break. We'll do an early break here. But, of course, Team Canelo, not all that happy last week when Eddie Reynoso, of course, and his crew failed to come up with a. Did they win a round against Shakur Stevenson?
Wow, that was some schooling. Yeah, I mean, there's levels to this. And Shakur Stevenson, you know, he may rub some people the wrong way, but he's doing something. He's making good fighters look very ordinary.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the break. But some of the people he might be rubbing the wrong way are like security. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
You're irritating me now.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Horns of the Mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They are playing June 12th, I believe, for free in the outdoor Sigmund Stern Grove Festival here in the city, by the way. San Francisco, California. If you want to get there, you want to have a good seat, you want to put your stuff down there on the picnic grounds, guess what? Pay somebody to go sit there at 6 o'clock in the morning because you don't want to go there like at showtime. You won't get in. You just won't. June the 12th, Tower of Power, and some your rapper going in San Francisco. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, boxing rocked. Of course, it was a wonderful weekend. We'll get to the ladies fight in just a minute, but let's be sexist and go with the males first. Of course, Shakur Stevenson, 2016 Olympic silver medalist, 24 years old, of course, undefeated now, what, 20 and zip, of course, taking on Oscar Valdez. Valdez came in at 30-0. I didn't think he won maybe one round, but a couple of judges gave him a couple of rounds. Of course, one scores of 117-110 and 118-109 twice. Bottom line is Oscar Valdez was dominated. I mean, totally dominated. Dropped in one round, totally dominated for the course of the 12-round fight. This was predictable in the minds of most of us, but we thought that if anybody could maybe, you know, show a kink in Shakur Stevenson's armor, that it might be a seasoned professional like Oscar Valdez. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. How come? Is Shakur Stevenson that good, Socrates Palmer?
At this weight class, he is. He is so far ahead of anyone else at 130 pounds.
He gets lonesome?
I mean, and I think eventually this is going to be a short layover until the huge money at 135 pounds. The question is, who's going to hang around? Of course, we know the biggest fight name at 135 pounds is probably Ryan Garcia. That would be a really tremendous fight to see, just from a box office standpoint. Tank Davidson and Shakur Stevenson recently, the last 48 hours, have been shooting barbs at each other on Twitter. Tank Davis had said something which I believe is foolish, that he'd be willing to go down 130 pounds to meet Shakur Stevenson. So, you know, the world is Shakur's oyster right now. And the young man is right now the top of the food chain at 130 pounds. And I don't see anyone at that weight, you know, being competitive with him.
Okay, of course, 135, we got Devin Haney going to take on George Kambosos, June the 4th, down under, of course, in Australia. Haney come in undefeated 25 or 26 and zip from the city by the bay. San Francisco, California, but really nobody knows him here. Haney was talking this week about wanting fair judges and this and that. I mean, he sort of like, sounds like Donald Trump before the election. Is he going to pull some Trump-like crap here or what?
Well, I mean, you know, you have two judges and they're in your pocket, right? Your left and your right hand. I mean, you be the judge. Is there a possibility that he can get shafted? Out in Australia, we've seen that. We've seen some home cooking in Australia, but Kambosos got a fair decision here in the States. Last week, Katie Taylor got a favorable decision on the road.
No.
It happens. You know, I think, you know, you can't go into a fight making excuses, and that's part of the negotiations, right? You agree on the judges, so.
Well, I get that, but Haney bitching about the judges like 4 or 5 months before the fight, this and that, I just thinking, we don't need to be talking about the judges. Devin Haney, if he's the class of fighter that he says he is, and he says he's a class above George Kambosos in every aspect, he should be able to go in there and take that man to school. Judges shouldn't even matter.
Absolutely. You want to make a statement that you're the best lightweight in the world, beat him down in his own backyard, and if you can, knock him out. Why not? You want to be a superstar, knock him out.
Primetime Eddie Croft of BStreetBoxing.com. Of course, the trainer down there from San Mateo, California, was on the show last week. And he said that Shakur is the best at 130, 135, or 140. And he said that Tank Davis and these guys, that they're no match for him at 100, 130 or 135 pounds. No match? Do you think Eddie's right there? No match?
I mean, let's slow down a little bit. I mean, you can't discredit a guy like Tank Davis who is left-handed just like Shakur Stevenson. Hand speed is on the same level, if not faster, and could do something that Shakur Stevenson hasn't showed. He can crack. He could put Shakur Stevenson to sleep, you know, by accident. So let's slow down. You know, Shakur Stevenson is great. He's been matched tremendously. Last week, he looked like a junior welterweight against a blown-up featherweight. I mean, the size advantage he had, you saw in his chest, his back. You know, Valdez had no shot, you know, from that standpoint. So, you know, I think let's slow down. Let Shakur Stevenson accomplish what he does organically on his own, and, you know, the accolades will come. To say he's no match for some of these guys, I think it's a little too much.
Okay. Bottom line, though, he looked marvelous last week. I mean, really, I was like absolutely stunned. I was stunned. You know, and the fact that he can do stuff with his hands that other fighters can't. I tried to tell somebody that the other day, and she goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "He can get over your defense. He can go under your defense." I mean, he was cracking Oscar Valdez to the body. He was cracking the smaller guy to the body. You don't see tall guys do that.
No, he's got great foot. He's got great feet. You know, good balance on his shots. He very rarely out of position. He's well taught. You know, and he's naturally gifted. I would have liked to have seen him maybe finish off a little more spectacularly. I mean, especially when you know clearly you have a guy that you're outclassing. You know, kind of put a nice ribbon to it, like what he did against Herring. You know, he took Herring out. I thought he could have done the same thing with Valdez, but, you know, he fought the safer route here. But there's nothing that you could really nitpick on Shakur Stevenson. You know,
okay.
He's a master.
Okay, last week, the biggest fight in women's boxing. Probably, I guess without a doubt. The biggest fight in women's boxing history, of course, took place. Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. Katie Taylor coming in, of course, from the UK. 20 and zip with six KOs. Amanda Serrano having lost once in 42 fights. It'll be with like 26 whacks, something like that. Bottom line is, it was a good fight. I thought Amanda Serrano won far more rounds than Katie Taylor did. And I thought that Amanda Serrano actually had hurt Katie Taylor on more than one occasion. So I was a little bit surprised after 10 rounds to see the judges say, guess what, Katie Taylor won this one. So I want to say this one, Glenn Feldman, you're supposed to be such a respected judge. If you thought that Amanda Serrano only won three rounds there, I think it's time that you go see, put it this way, you must be like me. You need to go see an optometrist or something like that. You must have cataracts. Anyway, bottom line is, Dwayne Feldman had it 97, 93, or 73 in rounds. The guy from Canada, Benoit Brossel, 96, 94. That wasn't cool. You know, that just those scores just weren't cool. I just didn't think they were cool. I thought that Amanda Serrano, I thought it was the opposite of a hometown decision.
Yes. I mean, the hometown girl definitely got the short end of the stick. Now, the garden was, it was pumping. I knew a couple of people that went to the fight. They told me the atmosphere was amazing. And part of that was because the Irish fight fans, you know, so Amanda was the visitor in her own hometown. And I don't know if that influenced judges. I don't know if the man that signs, the promoter that signs their checks influenced them. I don't know. But there's no way that I saw Katie Taylor win seven rounds to three. And I like Katie Taylor. I think she's been great for women's boxing. I respect her team. Ross Enderman, great team. There's no way. And like you said, Amanda Serrano hurt Katie Taylor at least twice. I thought really got let her off the hook, or she punched herself out in the fourth round. And I don't know if you give a fighter points just for surviving,
Here's what you guys don't understand. This is what a lot of people don't seem to get, is that when you fight a bigger person, unless you're Roberto Duran and you're able, like you're a surgeon, it's gonna wear against you. It's like pushing against water coming down, swimming against the tide. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're fighting a bigger person, and at times you get tired. Sometimes you just get pooped out, get tired, and you know. But the bottom line is, I thought Amanda won far more rounds than Katie Taylor did. So let's just leave it at that. Jesse Vargas and Liam Smith, of course, get from across the pond, took on Jesse Vargas. Vargas had a decent resume going in, but Liam Smith probably his best outing without a doubt.
Yes, absolutely. There was a lot of back and forth prior to the fight, and he made Jesse Vargas's decision to enter politics a little easier. That was a very impressive win by Leon Smith, who's always had a good chin, but has always come up short when they step him up in class. Great win for him, stopping Jesse Vargas, who's pretty durable for the most part.
Without a doubt. Vasyl Lomachenko has decided, of course, he didn't want to fight Kambosos because of the clash going on in Ukraine, the fact that Ukraine was invaded by Russia. And, of course, now Oleg Usyk is in training for a rematch with Anthony Joshua. And in the meantime, the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez told Barry Hearn that he truly believes he can beat Usyk. I think he's puffing on the same stuff I am.
They got some good stuff in Mexico, no doubt about it, I'm sure. One thing is to be precocious and audacious. And this dude is, wow, like he really thinks he's bulletproof at this point. And he said if you make the fight, supposedly, 1 pound over 200 pounds, that he thinks he could beat Usyk. I don't know. You know what?
I think there might be some merit to that because of the fact you'd be starving Usyk down to 200 pounds. I think that would be the only, the fact that he's weighing 220, 225, it's 220 plus, now is a full-fledged heavyweight. To get him to come down to that weight was sort of like what Mike Akery and Hector Camacho did to Sugar Ray Leonard, of course, in that Camacho fight. They made him weigh in at 160 pounds the same day, that morning, and Ray bought into it, and Ray couldn't make the weight in one piece and got his ass whooped.
Usyk, yeah, he's been campaigning at heavyweight for over a year now. He was a tremendous cruiserweight. It would be a very that would be a big challenge in itself. And plus, he's older now. And then you don't know how he's been living life the last month and a half that was going on over there in the Ukraine. So it's a smart play by King Canelo in that aspect, but I still can't see that happening. Usyk is a beast.
Yeah, if you want to fight Usyk, don't put a weight limit on it. That's the way I put it. Of course, next week we got your boy Jerome Ennis coming back. Of course, taking on Castillo Clayton. Jermell Charles in action next week against Brian Castano. Of course, that's a rematch at 154. How do you see that one going?
Well, I thought going in to the first fight that Castano had a really good shot. He was a good showing the last time out. I think it's a coin flip. You know, I see that Jermell Charlo is training now with Juan Guzman, so I guess some defense and some mobility. But Castano's a really good fighter.
Did you have to bring up the most wasted talent in the past 20 years in boxing? Did you have that? Just like you should have seen the look. If people watching on TV just saw me cringe. That's why I cringe. Because Joan Guzman, he was so good. Richard Pryor said he was so good. And I won't say it the way Richard said it, but he could make you erect. That's how good he was.
Yes, he was. He was very much a wasted talent, and I'm surprised. I believe Showtime is broadcasting this. I'm surprised that Showtime will even show him because he missed weight on them twice.
Okay. Real quick, boxing's PhD. Talk to me tonight. Prediction: you got 30 seconds or less. Make it 25.
I got Canelo by unanimous decision.
All the best. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Say hello to the young lady and your wife and all that kind of good. Have a good night tonight, man.
You too, brother.
It's fight night.
Enjoy the fight.
It's fight night, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing.
You think you won the fight?
Yeah, but I'm good with a draw.
Why?
Because I entertained the crowd. The crowd was happy with it.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone says, I wish I was in your shoe. I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
That is the saxophone of Tommy T. Tom T. Pulitzer, Tower of Power. Check him out, towerofpower.com. Of course, he follows a great line of saxophonists in that band, including Lenny Pickett, the Saturday Night Music Director. Right? He was one of the, I think he was the second lead sax player for Tower of Power. Anyway, bottom line is, wow. Ali Wass will be on tomorrow's show. Remember Ali Wass, Nico Ali Wass, the grandson of Muhammad Ali, undefeated junior middleweight, who will be on tomorrow's show. We'll talk about the fight, of course, tonight with Canelo Alvarez. His fight last week, I believe he won a first-round stoppage over a young man that was on television. Real quick, on the zone there, of course, coming to us from the Garden. He was on the Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano card. And I still got problems with it, Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano card. I just haven't got problems with it. Amanda had no problems with it at the end. She was sort of cool about it. I mean, she wasn't a bad sport. She said, you know, I want to go spend some money, blah, blah, you know, things like that. She was very happy, very positive. But I really thought she definitely won that fight. So I'm sort of like, the other girl, you know. Anyway, bottom line is the reverse of a hometown decision. Now, let's talk about the UFC. Of course, the UFC, Massa, Dana White. Of course, I call Dana White the pimp of all pimps. I mean, he just is, man. I knew pimps when I was a cop here in the city by the bay. I knew pimps that gave their hoes more money than Dana White gives his athletes. I kid you not. And when I say that, you say, well, how can you say that? I remember the first time I said it, I had a new producer in the other room with his eyes open. Like, what's he going to say? So, well, let me tell you. If a girl does a favor for somebody and she's got a pimp, right, you know, doing sexual favors on the streets of San Francisco, say she gets $100. Well, guess $100, you know, from the client, right? She's going to get at least $50 of that. Okay, she's gonna get, if she doesn't get 50, she's going to walk and get on a bus like a Greyhound to Cleveland or something like that. Okay, but the bottom line is, in the world of mixed martial arts, you're allowed or you're only allowed 10 to 12% of the total revenues. In other words, the UFC made $279 million in the last tax year. Okay, $279 million. Approximately 10 to 14% of that goes to talent. So if you've got a company, think about this. If you've got a company, you're only paying 10% for your talent, and you, the other 86% you get like get to put away? So we got a problem with that. They're being pimped off. Of course, that big lawsuit, of course, brought by Kyle Kingsbury, Kung Lee, and other former UFC fighters. I guess that antitrust a lawsuit has not reared its head as far as going to trial in Las Vegas. But, of course, anytime you go to trial in Vegas, you've got to take on, as far as the UFC is concerned, you're taking on Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta. Of course, Lorenzo Fertitta, the former Nevada State Athletic Commission member, a good guy. I spent some time around him. He, of course, owns the Palace Casino and the Station Casinos chain. And those, it's a neighborhood chain, like not on the strip, that kind of stuff. Anyway, but he owned that. And, of course, he bought the UFC for like $1.5 million and sold it. Guess what? For $4.2 billion. That's $4,200 million. So those guys are geniuses, without a doubt, okay? But, you know, you can't go against them. Sort of like going against the Murdaugh family down there in South Carolina. You can't go against them. So I still have a feeling of the fact that the reason why this lawsuit is taking so long, it's been delayed 3 or 4 years now, the reason why it's taking so long is the fact that the Fertittas have so much power in the state of Nevada. Now, back to the UFC and the Massa Dana White. Of course, Charles Oliveira is a guy that's been around since, like, I don't know, the early 90s. I'm just kidding you. But he's an older dude, is he now? He's 30... Anyway, the bottom line is he's a good fighter, without a doubt. Okay, he's got 41 total fights, 32 wins. Of course, and he was the UFC, he was in a UFC lightweight title fight tonight. And of course, they said, you know, but you missed weight by a half a pound. And I understand that missing weight thing is a heavy, heavy issue. I understand that because, you know, I had to make weight many, many times. And of course, a couple times I missed weight. One time I missed weight, I was going to fight Zach Padilla, and I went to the weigh-in, I was 3.5, 4 pounds overweight. And they said, how can you, what's up with this? It was like a weigh-in 2 weeks before the tournament. I said, I'm not interested in fighting Zach Padilla. What do you think, I want to commit suicide? I can jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't have to fight Zach Padilla. Of course, Zach Padilla would go on to win the IBF or WBO Junior Welterweight Championship. I believe he retired undefeated. Now, when I'm looking at Mr. Oliveira, of course, he's got a fight tonight with Justin Gaethje. Justin Gaethje is a real deal. The last time out, he beat Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier, of course, was the lightweight champion. Oliveira was just the opponent. He wasn't supposed to win. In other words, he messed things up for Master Dana. And when you mess things up for Master Dana, Master Dana gets back at you. He just does. So Oliveira is going to take on Justin Gaethje tonight and for the lightweight championship. But guess what? He misses weight by a half a pound. You could have looked the other way. You could have looked the other way. And I think it would have been cool. I just think so. I think if you got an aging veteran, the guy's going to have a half a pound off. You're going to, when he comes back after that, guess what? Wave the half a pound. Just let it go. I remember Jose Suleiman, may he rest in peace, the WBC president, waved the weight against for Wilfredo Gomez when he took on Salvador Sanchez. Of course, that was the Battle of the Little Giants, September 1981, one of the biggest fights in boxing history. But he knew the fight had to go on, so he waved the weight. Of course, Gomez came in originally that morning at 130 pounds, but I think he weighed eventually about 128 pounds, never made the 126-pound limit. Of course, got knocked out in the first round, eventually stopped by the great Salvador Sanchez, of course, the once-beaten champion that got retired when he ran into the back of a chicken truck. That's right, he was driving his Corvette. Don King bought him a Corvette, and he was driving his Corvette, and he was coming back from getting some nookie. You guys know what nookie means, right? Yeah, all right. Anyway, he was having sex during training. So, you know, not just a taboo down there in Mexico, just a taboo. And it's baloney. Anyway, but he realizes like it's 5:30 in the morning, he needs to get back to his camp. So he's speeding to get there, and he's swerving in and out of roads, right? You know, swerving this and that, and he swerved into the back of a chicken truck and killed himself. So the body beheaded himself. I think he was like semi-decapitated driving that Corvette. At the end of the day, Salvador Sanchez was probably one of the greatest Mexican fighters of all time, one of the greatest fighters of all time. But was he overrated because of the fact that, you know, he died early anyway? That's in the subject for another day. Back to MMA. Justin Gaethje, of course, a favorite. He's Dana's guy. He's just one of Dana's guys. So that's why I think they lean so hard on Charles Oliveira, of course, for that half a pound. But the bottom line is Dana could have winked. He could have looked the other way. He could have just had it done. He could have waved it off. He didn't want to. Of course, he's the ruling body in that group. What he says goes. Anyway, the co-feature, Rose Nahumanos, one of the most prettiest little girls you can imagine. Not anyway, she's a monster. She just is. She like comes out, she's a little crew cut look, comes out. She's taking on Carly Esparza. Esparza can fight a little bit. This is a good fight, no doubt about it. The women's strawweight championship, 115 pounds. Nahumanos is not supposed to be the champion. In fact, there was a couple of girls that she beat that Dana threw her in with. Dana threw her into a fight she was supposed to lose. And what happened? She upset the apple cart. So she's probably on Dana's spit list. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. The former lightweight champion, Tony Ferguson, remember him? He was on this show and he was going, remember he thought his wife called the police and told the 911 operator that he thought she was a devil and he was pouring holy water on her. Tip, tip, tip. He was pouring holy water. She goes, do you think we should send the police now? Yeah, the cops are coming out to the house. Anyway, of course, Tony Ferguson was booked 5150, I believe. He went like unsafe, a danger to himself and or others, and they released him after a 72-hour hold, I believe. Of course, he's taking on Michael Chandler, former Showtime Bellator lightweight champion, came over to the UFC and has lost in the big fight he's got. Of course, Mauricio Rua is a light heavyweight and the co-features. That guy's still fighting. He's got to be like 95 years old, taking on another 95-year-old light heavyweight because the UFC doesn't have any talent anymore. Ovince, St. Preux. Of course, these guys are like older than God. And of course, Donald Cerrone, the cowboy at lightweight, taking on Joe Lauzon. Joe Lauzon's probably older than Donald Cerrone. Anyway, the bottom line is those guys are old. That is USC tonight, of course, coming to you from where? Who is this one going to come to you? South America? No. The Phoenix Arena, Footprint Center, Phoenix Arena, USC 240s, 274. If you want to buy it, good luck. I'm not a big fan of this. I think you should go to a sports bar. In fact, for the Canelo Alvarez, Dimitri Bivol fight tonight, I think you should go to a sports bar and watch that fight because I think that the mere fact that the zone wants to charge you $75 or whatever it is for a pay-per-view card, and when their original concept was that you didn't have to buy any pay-per-views if you bought our channel. Well, guess what? We bought your channel. Now you want to charge us for pay-per-view. So I got a little problem with that. So I'll probably be going up the street to the strip club here. What is it? Broadway? What is it called? Broadway Joe's up here or something? Donald knows all about the strip clubs up here. My producers, him and Scott Cuddy and these guys and Anthony, they go up to all these strip clubs. I know nothing about it except when I was a cop. I used to go in there and there would be disputes between the customers and the club owners. And the club owners would like charge the customers like $75 for two sodas. I get no cover charge. Come on in, see the girls. That's the way they do it, right? So you'd come in, sit down, and they charge like $40 a beer, right? And some of these guys would say, you know, hey, screw you, I ain't paying it. Call the cops. So they call the cops, and then I come down there and I say, you charge this guy $41 for a soda? You gotta be, hey, you can leave right now. So I would just tell the guys they could leave. So they stopped calling the police on that one. They decided they would just stop calling the cops. But anyway, the strip clubs, that's probably where I'm gonna watch the fight tonight as far as the Dimitri Bivol, of course, and Canelo Alvarez fight is concerned. I think that Canelo should win. I think that Canelo has the talent level when it comes to skill sets, although I think that Dimitri Bivol has an amateur pedigree that's
it's very, very good, without a doubt, without a doubt. But I think the fact that the transformation to professional, I think he's made a good transformation. He's just not, I mean, I look at the guys he's beat. It would be more than a 5-1 upset, I believe, if he beat Canelo Alvarez. I mean, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But in this instance, I think Canelo sort of like, he's able to skirt that size type of thing. He's in other words, like, screw you, I can do whatever I want. Of course, he jumped up to 175. He talked about fighting at 200. He was going to fight the cruiserweight champion at some 200 pounds a couple of months ago. That was going to be his last fight. But, you know, that didn't happen. I don't think he should be going there. I don't think he should be talking about Usyk or nothing like that. I mean, if he wants to fight somebody that's really, really a notable challenger, I'm available. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I mean, come on, man. Take on Charlo. Work out a deal with the Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo. Of course, go back to 168 and work out a deal with Charlo. And this is sort of bad for Charlo because Canelo's fighting at 175, and he's ripped at 175. Suppose he wins and he's successful at 175, and he continues the campaign at 175. That puts Charlo and Canelo 15 pounds apart instead of 8 pounds apart. So the bottom line is Charlo, if you want to get on that money train, and I think that is the money train. You want to make money. Professional boxing is all about making money. That's what it's about. It's not winning titles. But in the case of some guys, winning titles means more than making money, especially you can win titles and make a few bucks. I mean, I'm not trying to say that either of the Charlo brothers, of course, one of the Charlos taking on Brian Castano in a rematch of the 154-pound title next week, but I'm not trying to say the Charlos are broke or anything like that, but they're not superstars and not filthy rich either. They're making decent money down there fighting, of course, in their native Houston, Texas. God bless the Astrodome. But the bottom line is they're making money down there. They are not huge money, but enough to keep things rolling. Of course, Charlo begging for a superstar fight. He needs it. He's 32-0 with 22 knockouts, something like that. But most of the guys he's fought have been like myself and my producer. You know, he was supposed to beat them. He hasn't been in a fight where he said, you know, maybe this guy's got a chance. No, it's always been the other way with Charlo. So as far as the Charlo brothers, especially at 160 pounds, I'm down on him. And my brother, Canelo, the golden goose, is moving further away from you than he is closer to you. Unless you want to get on that train, man, I think you're going to be like a mediocre light heavyweight. I mean, my mediocre middleweight. I mean, what did Mike Tyson tell you a few weeks ago? Man, you got to fight this dude before you die, before you go to the coffin or something like that, to the morgue or something like that. I mean, Mike put it right out to you. And then you say, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then you say, well, you got to fight Devin Benavidez. And then Charlo's going, oh, blah, 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 blah. I mean, come on, man. That was embarrassing. Getting turned out like that by Mike Tyson on his podcast, man. You should have at least came out with a macho statement after that. Said, okay. And pounding on his chest, I'll fight him. Didn't even do that. He just walked away like, you know, well, you know, Mike Tyson put me in my spot. Yeah, Mike Tyson did put you in a spot. Pretty sad. Back to tonight's fights. Of course, Dmitry Bivol in the main event taking on Canelo Alvarez. He will get stopped before the fight is over with, I believe, without a doubt. I mean, 12 rounds is a long time to go with Canelo Alvarez, especially when he's coming forward and throwing body shots. And he comes forward and he throws body shots with bad intentions. And he throws arm shots. I used to throw arm shots. I used to like punch guys in the chest. That's what I would like to do. I would like to come right out and throw that jab. And just the first punch, I wanted to get him right in the chest or something that they could feel. And I wanted them to feel that I was for real because that's what you want. You want to establish your will from the start. The man that establishes his will from the start tonight might be Dmitry Bivol. He might establish his will from the get-go. But I think as time goes on, as in the case for most Canelo opponents, okay, they just sort of wear down. I mean, the bottom line is they can't. They're at an incredible moment as far as their athletic abilities are concerned, okay? And they're being pressed, plus the mental pressure. There's a lot of mental pressure fighting in front of thousands upon thousands of people. I mean, this is Dmitry Bivol's big night, without a doubt. Canelo's been there several times, okay? He's got the entire world, the entire boxing world, the entire sports world will be watching the pound-for-pound king of boxing, of course, taking on his formidable challenger. Without a doubt, Canelo is in rough tonight for the first 4 or 5 rounds. Maybe. But I think if he establishes himself early on and gets this man to fight on the defense, he fights on his back foot, I think Canelo eats him up and stops him probably within 7 or 8 rounds. If not, I look for a stoppage probably in the 9th or 10th round. Straight up, it looks like it's Canelo's night without a doubt. As far as the rest of the fights on the card are concerned, there isn't a whole lot happening. Montana Love is going to fight. Of course, he's considered a fighter you want to watch. I'm not a big fighter. I'm not a big fan of his. Of course, next week, of course, Jaron Ennis. Man, I'm big on Jaron Ennis without a doubt. Of course, the undefeated welterweight out of Philadelphia. He doesn't fight exactly like a Philadelphia fighter. He's a little smarter than that, but he is the real deal. Of course, the aforementioned Jermell Charlo. No, yeah, Jermell, 154-pounder, taking on Brian Castano. I thought Castano might have won the last one, so we'll see what happens this time. Of course, it's a formidable rematch. Of course, it is a coin toss, no doubt about that. Also on that card, on that day, Tony Yoka taking on Mark and Bacoli. Gilberto Ramirez taking on Dominic Bosel. And, of course, the very next day, we've got a couple of fights going on in Japan. So lots of boxing happening Friday. Of course, boxing returns to Canada and Jean Pascal and Fanlong Meng. So the bottom line is boxing is hot. It's rolling. It's all over the place. I mean, it just is. I mean, people say to me, don't you think the boxing world's slowing down? No, I think boxing world's about to kick up without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Straight up, when I come back, I'll talk just a little bit about this.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Before the internet, I wrote for the Boxing Trade Paper, a professional boxing update out of Capitola, California. In June of 1988, we created this magazine. It's called Flash Magazine. This was the boxing internet before the internet. Of course, I'm looking at the front page here. This was edition number 19. We started in June of 1988. This is February 20th, 1989. Virgil Hill, of course, is going to take on Bobby Chez. Marlon Starling is featured in this bout, this book as well, this magazine. Boom Boom Mancini, of course, and Sugar Ray Leonard. I did interview her with Sugar Ray Leonard, Ray Charles. And, of course, this is the magazine that sort of propelled me to the top as far as boxing writers were concerned. I mean, let's be honest. I came into the game. I've been writing locally and things like that. And I came into the game, wrote for Flash and Boxing Update magazine, started in 1988. By 1990, I was North American Boxing Writer of the Year. That's right, North American Boxing Writer of the Year. So straight up, and won a couple of awards after that. But it all started from this little rag magazine. People used to say it was like the Bible of boxing. I mean, they talked about Ring Magazine being the Bible of boxing. No. Ring was sort of lost its luster like in the 60s or 70s. But at the end of the day, before the internet, the boxing trade papers were Professional Boxing Update, of course, run by Virgil Thrasher. He was a publisher, and Flash Magazine. I really miss the guys from Flash. I'm talking about Graham Houston, of course, and Lindy Lindell. There were some great writers, Eric Botcher, of course. And back then, boxing, we were able to personalize, have relationships with the guys. And this and that. It doesn't happen anymore. Of course, a lot of things have changed in the world of the game, the world of boxing. But the bottom line is Flash Magazine was knocking out all bums without a doubt. You've been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank my producer in the other room, Daniel. Of course, he knocks out all bums when it comes to producing, without a doubt. Tomorrow, Anthony will be in the same seat. Of course, that is a seat occupied for about 16 years now by the formidable Scott Cuddy. May he do his thing down there in Colorado. I hear he's very bored. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Good luck, Cuddy. I wouldn't want to live down there for nothing. Anyway, sorry about that cheap shot on Colorado. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect. Ali Wash on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk, WBC-TV.